Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. It's Allison Curtis with you on Today FM. As promised, Ryan Brickman McNaught is with me. How are you?
I'm awesome, thank you.
So you're going to be here tomorrow, Sunday, and it's all to celebrate LEGO Bricktionary Experience opening tomorrow on Sunday, Mother's Day. It's a nice day to open. And you've been here before.
Indeed, with a name like Ryan McNaught, I've got quite the Irish heritage, as you can imagine. My grandfather was from Newry, so yes, been to Ireland many times.
Oh, very good. It looks amazing now, I have to say. Like, people were at the previews during the week, and it just any, not necessarily fans of Lego, but anyone who wants to see something completely mind-blowing will definitely enjoy it.
Well, hopefully, we do this little thing with our Lego models. We call it education by stealth. And what we mean by that is, like, if I say to my kids, we're going to go and learn something today, they think I'm the lamest dad in the whole wide world, right? But if you can say, we're going to go play Lego today and we can sneak in some learning, then, we're doing okay.
Ryan, how did it all begin for you? Because you're one of like very few globally recognized people with your level of qualification when it comes to Lego and Lego building creation.
I got my first Lego set when I was three, so it started at a very young age, obviously. But it wasn't until we had kids. I've got twin boys. My mum had kept my Lego, and so when the kids came along, she's like, "Here, have all your junk back." And of course, I got my Lego back, and pretty much got back into it. Then I'm like, "This is really cool. Like, what if we did this kind of stuff and big stuff and crazy stuff and all these sorts of things?" And it kind of just went from there. So it wasn't an active career choice early in my life. It kind of just happened. Yeah.
But you've made a career of it. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah. I've been doing it as a job for almost 20 years now. So yeah, very, very lucky from things like creating exhibitions, which is obviously what we have in Dublin. We make all the models for the Lego stores in the Asia Pacific region down here in Australia and throughout here, and things like Lego Masters on TV as well. So yeah, do lots of stuff.
I suppose, like, when you talk about a qualification and there's so few of you with it. Talk us through that. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so there's 21 of us around the world who have the title of Lego Certified Professional. We all got it in a very different way. So it's not like you can go to university and rack up an education, get a debt for a Lego degree. But for example, myself, as I say, I do exhibitions and the like. If we think about people like Beth in Chicago, she's an educator and she uses Lego for teaching kids and stuff like that. So we all kind of do something very different and unique, and that's kind of the secret.
And Ryan, what about like things like commissions? Like you do get those, right? Like you get really big, like people want big pieces made.
Yeah, they do. It's relatively rare. Most of the time we sort of work in the edu in the museum and gallery and those kind of bits and pieces of space. But occasionally we get a few odd things come through that we have to make. A couple of years back, I made Daniel Ricciardo's McLaren Formula One. That was a bit of a different one. So yeah, we do all sorts of crazy things. Yeah.
What can people expect in Dublin?
Well, it's based on a children's book which I wrote many years ago called Bricktionary, which is the A to Z of everything that you need to know Lego from A to Z. And not only is it all about, what Lego is and what it does, but it's ideas. So things like, what can A, let's make apples, for example's sake, or avocados, or, aardvarks or something along those lines. And it kind of teaches you those sorts of things too. So the exhibition is not only stuff to look at, but it's very hands-on. Like E, for example's sake, is for earthquake. And we've got these tables which simulate earthquakes. So you build Lego creations and then you put them through an earthquake and see what happens, right?
See if they survive. You did a
Yeah.
very special Irish one though with the hurling pitch, I believe.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, a few things. Got to have some hurling in there. I had the choice, do I do Gaelic football or do I do hurling? And given Australia has played Ireland in football before, I probably played it safe and went with hurling instead.
I have such fond memories of it growing up, and I know like it's that kind of thing that you're saying your mother gave you yours as a child as well. And that, there's people building Lego. We get it every Saturday and Sunday morning here on Today. I find people sending in photographs and things like that. But it is something that just spans generations.
Definitely. There's probably not many toys that actually do it, but like, I remember the fond memories I had. That same thing, Saturday morning, pouring rain outside, freezing cold, sitting on the floor, happy as a clam, playing Lego sort of thing. And so that same sort of feeling is passed down. And I think we have a bit of nostalgia as parents and older people that we want our kids to have the same fun and the same enjoyment too. So yeah, it kind of works.
And Ryan, what about the importance of it kind of, because like when I was younger, like there were wasn't screens, there wasn't tablets, there wasn't anything. And like I have like a red and white and black Lego set is still strongly in my mind that I made this incredible house once, and I was like, my parents had this brief moment in time going, she might be an architect. No, it didn't work out. But like that house lasted forever, and I actually kept it because I liked it so much. But what about that idea that it is something that gets them off of screens?
Yeah, this is it's actually there's some science behind this. Not my science, but actual science. It's called pride of creation, and it's to physically have something and show something off. And obviously, in a digital world, you have something made digitally, and you can show it off digitally, but it's not the same as physically going, "Hey, mum, look at this awesome house that I've made." Like, and everyone gets, "Oh yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, you are going to be, Bjarke Ingels. You're going to be the world's greatest architect, and what, whatever." So it does have this unique sort of thing like that. The next week, those same bricks could have been part of a tree or a car or a plane or whatever. So as your childhood evolves and develops in your tastes, Lego does too.
Do you have something that you've created that you love, 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 that you're so proud of that? I'm sure it's more than one thing, but if you were to go, okay, I want people to remember me for this.
Look, I've made lots of cool things over the years that I really like, but many years ago I made the Colosseum, as in from Rome, a really big one, kind of sort of 3 meters long, and I did it cut in half. So half was at 100 AD when the Colosseum was at its prime, and the other half is as of today, so kind of the ruins. It's hard to make round shapes in Lego, so
Yeah.
to make something oval shaped, I was pretty proud of myself.
That's amazing. So it is all happening in the Point in Dublin, kicking off tomorrow morning, and we'll have more details about it as we roll along in the show this morning. But Ryan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Looking forward to meeting all the Irish Lego fans and building some stuff together.
Excellent. Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today.